Man, this son of a bitch, dude. Say about this Negro, just unreliable motherfucker. Like,
fuck CJ, man. Can you include anybody else in your time schedule? Anybody in your itinerary? Or could you let people know?
Wait. People, welcome to Movie Spoils episode 110. I'm the phenomenal one.
And I'm a pissed off Cody right now.
My new co-host on the episodes now, Cody Williams, is gonna be taking over now. And matter of fact, this is the anniversary week, dude, of when I started the site over again.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yeah, so yeah, May or whatever. It's been a long year, and we're about to see some more changes come sooner, but I apologize for not being here in the past 2 weeks, but nigga didn't have internet while I was moving, so.
Basically stuck in the Stone Age for the last 2 years.
Exactly. Nigga was scared. I was like, man. Ain't shit to do here. Girlfriend was like, turn the TV on. Fuck that TV. Shit. She was like, why don't you pull your Xbox and play it? I just looked at that thing. Because the game system is still sitting in the box. I just looked at him and was like, what good are they without love? My life really revolves around having internet, bro.
Yeah, man. Man, I can't live without internet, man.
When I called that shit when I moved and they told me, oh, we can be out next week. I was like, what? It's a Thursday. What do you mean you can't be out till next Thursday? I was just like, oh. I didn't plan this thoroughly, did I? Whatever.
Not.
But back to CJ's ass now.
This motherfucker.
This nigga, man. Our darkness co-host people. Motherfucker, we supposed to record today. Now, granted, it's going to go up Thursday, so by the time you hear this, you're going to be like, whatever. But we supposed to record today. Did I not tell him this shit?
You sent him a message. Early hours ago, this morning, I think.
Yeah, it was like 11 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning.
I know I saw it. I said seen by Chicago Jonathan. I know he saw it.
It said seen by everyone, yeah. Yes. So, and as soon as I get home before the time we were supposed to record, probably like 20 minutes before we were going, I was like, traffic wasn't that bad, so I made it all the way from Central City to Long Beach. So I was like, hey, I'm ready to go now here. You sent me a message back, and I look on Facebook, and I see a post by him that he puts a status update, like he's somewhere out drinking. I'm just like,
what?
I know he home now. That was 30 minutes ago, so he's home right now. But no, nigga sends us a message. I need an hour. Nigga, it's a Tuesday. What are you doing that's so goddamn important? Last week, this nigga makes an impromptu trip.
Yeah, I forgot about that. After we had a conversation 3 days beforehand.
3 days before, we had a long-ass conversation about it.
At this time, on this date, we're going to record.
And the fucked up part is it left you all out because we were just like, oh, we got to start now. And then we was like, granted, I had the day, I was moving shit around and stuff. I was getting my new place situated, so I was at home ready to do it or whatever. But you obviously you wasn't ready for it because you know we planned at a certain time later in the day and shit, which I was all settled for as well. But we get a message out of nowhere. Hey baby, he like Tyrone Biggs, that crackhead shit. Just, hey baby, can we start now, man? What's going on here?
Yeah, man, I don't give a fuck about your schedule, man.
Fuck y'all schedule, baby. Anyway, people, we gonna talk more about him in the dark. We gonna get on his ass about that.
Give him some shit, man. He's a piece of my fucking mind,
guys. Man, but we got a lot of comments, dude. Obviously, been gone for 2 weeks, so we got a lot of questions and comments. I guess I'll save this for the darkness, whatever. But my girlfriend, she got tips for Dread.
Oh, okay. perspective, okay?
She's been reading it. Said, who the fuck is this kid? So she has tips for him, so I don't know if it'll help, but yeah. But we got some Blu-ray releases. Since we are recording this on Tuesday, Her came out today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice. I don't know. People need to go ahead and grab that. It was one of my, I think it was my second favorite movie of last year when he's trying to fuck his device or something like that. That's kind of like how my ass was waiting on the internet and shit. Just, man, come on, baby. I will fuck my Verizon box right now if I could just get it up in here real quick. Put my dick in the Ethernet cable and shit. Wrap my dick around the Ethernet cable and shit. Man, come on, baby. Motherfucker tells me, hey, I want that Verizon Fios or whatever and shit. Oh, y'all can't get it, see? But my, but your neighbors got it. Then why the fuck we can't get it? And then when the neighbors came out, look at that, white. That's what it is, see? See, I know what it is. See, they cables are metallic, and it runs a certain way. We got the same goddamn cable. What you mean? I don't think you Negroes can afford it, is what you're saying. We got some box office talk. Okay. Blu-ray releases, and of course, trailer talk with Godzilla.
Godzilla.
A lot of people saying it's the best movie already before they even fucking seen it.
Damn, they say that already?
Yeah, exactly. That's just, when you know, Cody, when that shit happens, that shit scares me.
I know. It scares me too.
Because a lot of people that's saying that were fans of Pacific Rim and shit. So.
Oh, shit. God damn, look at this forward
to this movie. Too. I'm not going to lie. I'm excited to see the film. I can't wait to see the size of Godzilla. I can't wait for the destruction of it. But God damn it, I better not get no 2.5 hour film where I only get him for 30 minutes.
Better not be the case, man, but we shall see.
Yeah, I got a lot to say about that trailer, though. I'm sure you do as well, too. So why don't we just go ahead and get in the comments before this nigga CJ start calling us and shit.
If he does call us tonight, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. If he does, we're going to have a drunk episode recording people. But this comes from episode 109. My man Andrew says, what do you guys think about Cyborg joining Man of Steel sequel?
Don't do my Justice League War. That's all I gotta say. Take inspiration from other sources. Just ignore that movie completely. You'll be good to go.
I'm hearing it's just a cameo.
Yeah, that's what I hear too.
Which I'm like, how does that even work? Like, I mean, who gives a fuck about Cyborg before he was Cyborg? I personally didn't give a
fuck. I don't know. Apparently. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've been hearing reports, I don't know if they're true or not. Apparently he's already going to be Cyborg already, so I don't know if they think it's going to skip his origin, or if they're going to do like some flashback in the full-fledged Justice League movie, or I'm completely off base, but that's just what I heard.
I'm assuming they're skipping everybody's origin story, especially since we have the older Batman.
Right.
I'm just going ahead and going with that motive. That's my whole motive going here, is that they're just skipping every, only origin story we get into is, I guess, with Superman from last year's movie, so...
Which I'm okay with, but you know, just have it make sense. You know?
Yeah, I'm okay with too. I would love to get past origin story, but if we introduce some people like Cyborg and Wonder Woman, I'd like to see an origin story for them. You know,
right?
I mean, Batman, Superman, we already know them. We don't need to see them or whatever. But my whole problem with this whole Man of Steel sequel coming out, man, it's not even a Superman movie no more.
The moment they announced that Batman was going to be in a sequel, that's when it stopped being a Superman sequel.
I hear people talking about, what do you think of the costume for Batman? I'm just like, where the fuck is Superman's costume?
Yeah, it is funny, dude. Like, he's going to completely overshadow him in his own movie, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not mad by it, but the ending of Man of Steel, I kind of wanted to see Clark Kent's origin and shit like that. I want to see how he develops now as a character and shit. That just goes to show you how little faith they have in
Superman, yeah. Man, that Batman costume is absolutely fucking gorgeous,
especially with that blue in it.
Yeah, well, is it blue?
I don't know if you said the new concept with the color in it.
Oh, was it? Are you sure it was just like some fan manipulation?
I don't know if it was a fan. Man, I don't know what's real. No, with Warner, but no more.
I'll
talk
to you about blue if it is blue.
Because it, you know, that follows straight from the comics of when he was older and shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it looks good with the blue in it. I'm not gonna lie, but the all black one looks good too, though.
Yeah, but Yeah, we'll see. Cyborg is incorporated. I hope it makes sense.
I hope his armor don't look like shit too. So.
Well, you know, see, think about Snyder, man. He knows how to make things look stylish, make things look good.
So. He's very stylistic. I'll give him that.
But look, I have no worries about. So at least that.
Somebody need to get that CG correct on Superman, man. Anyway. Let's put him in a brighter red cape this time just so we can see him move around his own, whatever. Amethyst Chaos, she says, well, I was wondering if you guys think that there should be more films about people with Asperger's and other autistic disabilities.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, I mean, that's an open and end shut question. I mean, it's a yes or no question. It's like, no, I don't want to see no more movies about them motherfuckers, okay? We're going to get some normal people.
Yeah.
Like Donald Sterling. Anyway. This stupid motherfucker. What about the origin of Batman's cape? How about that? That's a real one. Nah, actually, Amethyst Cash, she told me in full confidence she has Asperger's.
Oh,
okay. I gotta say, I never really done my research on Asperger's. I really don't know the in full depth detail of what it really is. I know the minor basics of what it does and shit, but I gave her a list of films actually that actually does cover that, but they're not like more mainstream films. They were really limited independent theater films and shit like that. So I'm guessing if she wants to see more mainstream ones like that, I would love to see that. I know that movie, what's that bitch name that should have been Mary Jane? Shailene Woodley?
Mm-hmm.
She's got that movie, The Fault in Our Stars or whatever.
And she was gonna say Asperger's victim in that movie?
I don't know if she has Asperger's, but she has like this oxygen tank hooked up to her, and she plays the main character in there. I mean, it's not Asperger's, but it is a disability, I guess, so.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps out in that way, and she's pretty big right now, I guess, because that fucking Divergent movie made a lot of money, so I guess, But next couple of questions we got here comes from Brick Mansion, that review. RZA. My favorite rapper.
Black Foot.
Black Eyes. Ever heard of Black Mask? Whatever, I got Black Eyes, man. The new Batman villain. Black Eyes. Shaolin, bitch. I was trying to read this next name, but Steve, he said, this may be a straight-to-DVD flick, but I'm going to throw out that argument because the budget on this is high as fuck. You guys think the studio had a lot of faith in Paul Walker's death to boost the sales, or the studio didn't mind taking this bomb?
What was the budget on this one?
You know what? I don't remember, but I remember it was like 50 to 60 million or something like that.
Oh, what the fuck? Really?
You know what? I'm going to look it up. I got to look it up anyway.
They spent fucking 50 to 60 million on that shit.
Then, that's who they pay. Damn sure they pay Paul Walker.
They pay the
RZA. Hey, greatest actor ever. Why not? You have to pay him. Where the fuck is this? This movie is number 10 in the box office. Oh, it only cost 30. Okay, 30 million then.
Okay.
That's still a lot, though. That ain't gonna lie. That's a lot.
Yeah, well. Where's it at right now as far as box office?
It's number 10 in the box office, brought in a million, and worldwide it brought in 26 million, 18 million domestically, 8 million world overseas. Wow. I guess that's fine. I guess it's safe for this.
Really cutting profit, but I guess you can't really call it like a failure.
Yeah, you can't call it a failure, but say not, is it a success because the money they spent in marketing about it? Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they were thinking about that. I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, they probably did think that it was going to be a success because of Paul Walker's death. But I can tell you this right now. It's me people that cried about Paul Walker's death. Don't nobody give a fuck about Paul Walker, right?
No. Sorry.
I love how people was just crying over his death and shit, talking about it ruined his days and shit. And I'm just sitting here like, I remember defending this motherfucker in that last and Fierce and Furious, and people was giving me shit about that. I was just like...
Yeah, that was my whole thing about celebrity deaths. And I always think about... Like how if you die, yeah, slipping when bat a fucking eyelash.
Exactly, because that nigga's
who the fuck you are.
Paul Walker was in his 40s and a millionaire and a star. I don't think he had a nice life. Am I right, Cody?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. It sucks how he died. It sucks.
It does. Shouldn't have been speeding though. No, that's one thing.
And he was a good person too. So yeah, it sucks, man. But am I gonna cry over the guy? Like, have it ruin my day? No, I'm not.
Hell no, they didn't ruin my day at all. Actually, I sat down, had my fucking wine, and just looked at it and was just like, oh, well, I ain't got to see no more of them fucking movies no more. Oops, wait. Yeah, exactly, whatever. People was moaning about that shit for like, I don't remember anybody bitching about James Gandolfini when he died.
No.
And his last movie was actually good.
James Gandolfini wasn't in any cartoon, so.
I'm not looking forward to that next one. I'm not looking forward to that. I do not want to see that shit. I'm not. Donga Cleese. Y'all need these names, man.
She got it to you.
I read his question. He actually is correct. He said the director is not a female. He has a girl's name, but he's a guy. Because we were talking about how the director is a female or whatever. And I was just, because he had a straight up chick's name. I was just like, wow.
What's the name?
Once again, I do not fucking remember that shit. Let me go ahead and look it up. Director Camille Delamere.
Camille?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Maybe he's a foreigner, I guess. I don't know.
I'm assuming he's French.
You know what? Maybe that's what it is. The French movie, so. American remake, though, but whatever. Thank you, Don Cleese, for that correction, because you are absolutely correct on that one. See that? I like people that correct me that actually is right for once. Motherfucker be correcting me with bullshit they don't even know and shit. You gotta explain that name to me, though, Don Cleese. Cynthia, she says, and this is from my other woman review. I hated that fucking movie. But says, God damn, they always do this with movies for women. It's getting annoying. What's the worst film you guys have seen that so-called empowers women?
Sucker Punch.
I was about to say, CJ's favorite film. Yeah.
It comes to mind. I think that's like the definition of some bullshit that claims to empower women.
That is definitely the for. Oh, Lord. Is that for me, babe? Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. Yeah, thank you. Can I get some cranberry juice, too? Please. Thank you. Thank you so very much, or whatever. I'm going to enjoy this. Calling you salt. Okay, here we go. So, people, sorry I got dinner. That's why.
Look at that room service, man. Must be nice.
Man, I'm telling you, dude. Recording, living with the girlfriend now is fucking amazing because randomly brings me shit now. Anyway, where was I? Where that cranberry juice at, though? I need that. But yeah, Sucker Punch. That had to be the most insulting because that nigga's wife came out and said, this is empowering. It's just like, they really defending this shit, too.
That's the craziest part about it. Those baffling things, though. They were defending that shit to the end.
So, you mean to tell me this chick, she looked underage, too. I'm sorry. This underage chick dancing sexually erotically for these grown ass old fat men, and then they had some fantasy about some world they in. That I ain't gonna lie, can look cool all at one, but hey, I got lost as fuck. I was like, so is this real or not? What's going on?
That's like Sucker Punch is like the worst anime that was never an anime.
Like, and the thing is, I remember me and Lynn did our best and worst of it. I rewatched that movie. I got it on Netflix. I rewatched it. I was like, maybe I just didn't get it in theater. I rewatched it at home, and I was just sitting there at the edge of my bed just looking like, I am still lost. Like, a motherfucker right now.
You're probably one of those patients in the movie. It's like, you got a little bottom eye. It's like,
oh. Thank you, baby.
You need anything else?
No, I don't need anything else. I'm good, though. Thank you. I'm waiting for you to say the royal penis is clean, Your Highness. You can take this back, though, man. Thank you, love.
You're welcome.
Damn, ain't you so perfect now? Shit, hey, you get some brownie points. You made me some cookies while you're in there, too, man. See, Cody, this is what you got to look forward to when you come over to record now.
That's right. Hell yeah.
People were like, oh, why y'all be... People, she volunteers to do that shit, so... She told me to stay out the kitchen. She's going to handle all that. So I'm like, hey, well, fuck it. I ain't going to argue with you. Aiden comes in and says, how would you guys have made this a better film or something in this category of film making that so-called empowers women? I wouldn't make them stupid. How about that?
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen the movie, but I would just make them, strong female protagonists and whatnot.
Why are they going on?
Have some thick-up motivation.
Why are they acting like they sprung on this guy and then they go behind each other's back and fucking him and shit like that, knowing the shit he does or whatever? I mean, come on. That doesn't empower women, especially when one's a lawyer and she can just be like, we can take his ass to court.
Yeah, Yeah.
So that just don't make them idiots. There you go. And I think the reason why that happens, and I think I've said this in most, it's because of comedy. Mm-hmm. These comedy films, whether it's action comedy, drama comedy, romantic comedies, whatever. You probably have some decent drama, action, or whatever it is that you may be doing, or whatever. But then the comedy kicks in, and it kind of just doesn't work well with the film, or it just looks like it makes the characters outlandish and stupid, or whatever. Mm-hmm. At least that's for me, because the comedy wasn't working in this film. They were trying too fucking hard. I was like, all right, I don't find giving a man laxative funny. Okay.
Yeah, that's the worst crime right there. Comedy that ain't funny.
Especially when, even though they gave him laxative, he's still pulling bitches. I just like, man, he has no problems in. He's perfect.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I don't know why they keep doing this shit, all right? Fuck that. Mac 2.0, he said, is it too late to sue for Fox for name defamation? LOL. Because they use his name in the movie, matter of fact. I was making fun of this nigga too. Hey man, you can't sue Fox, man. They on that X-Men money right now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you in a losing battle. And you from Alabama, yeah. Brother.
Yeah, look for another resource, man. I don't know.
Exactly, yeah. You just fucked either way, bro.
Yeah.
Get Sony on your back. They doing financially well, ain't they?
I don't know about America.
Man, even in their video game shit, that don't even make sense. How the hell are you going to be 2 million units higher than something and you still financially struck? Never mind, I ain't even going to get in there. That's the problem with Sony. See, they spend too much fucking money on shit. Well, we got to sell our shares. And swear. Hey, okay, Neil, I'm getting a rant now. How the fuck you got to sell your shares in your video game? It's like, you whatever. Whatever, man. It didn't make any sense. Who the fuck is running things in here? He goes on and says, I never heard any high expectations coming in seeing this movie. And he's talking about The Amazing Spider-Man. Coming in seeing this movie, and I went in with an open mind, and basically, it is on par with the first movie. And I just find Jamie Foxx and Electro just, and he stops for a second, sad. Very, very, very sad and pitiful. I don't hate it, but I don't really like it. I'd rather just watch this on cable instead. You know what I say to Mac 2.0? You probably got better shit to do than watch this shit again.
Yeah. I can't sit through this shit again. I'm not going to even attempt that shit, man. No, you should have seen me while I was leaving that theater, man. You know what I'm saying? I leave a theater with a headache. That's usually a bad sign.
Yeah, I remember when I left the first one, I was scratching my head. Do I like that or I don't know what to think. I didn't think there was possible to make, like even with Spider-Man 3 being bad, there's parts that I still like. So I was just like, well, it's not what I wanted, but there's something there I liked, I guess, or whatever. I mean, yeah, whatever. The trilogy's over. Well, they're going to make the fourth. Maybe they can fix it and stuff. But then watching that last one and this one, I was just like...
Yeah, man. Think about this one, man. I was willing to give this one a chance, man, because I didn't hate that last movie. I just thought
you didn't.
It's whatever. I was looking to trust this one. Yeah, okay, I was like having fun with this.
Yeah.
Maybe they let Mark Webb do his thing. I watched the movie and no.
That's the thing about superhero films is I can give them passes if they're fun summer blockbuster films and shit. But you summed this up perfect. I think you had the best summer. It's 2.5 hours long.
2.5 hours, and only, like I said in review, only about 20 minutes of that is watchable, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too. And that's like 3 scenes, to be honest. And even in them scenes, though, like, they knock you over. Like, in those scenes, that's bad dialogue, though. That's the thing. It's just like...
Yeah, that's another thing that brings it down. That movie is just infiltrated with bad dialogue.
Yeah, and it's not... Like, the dialogue they're using, they keep smiling at each other, but I was like, it's not funny. It's not... They're like two anxious teenagers that are just like trying to be quirky and hipster. And I'm just like, I don't relate to none of these people.
Man, the movie, it just felt like a series of scenes. There was no connective tissue.
Oh, yeah.
Any of it.
Who the fuck was the editor on this film? So yeah, a part of me was willing to give it past that low streaming just because of those 3 scenes, but you summed up that 2.5 hours. Would I be willing to watch this over again just for those 3? Hell no.
I can't do it, man.
No. Those three. The bigger question is, I think I told CJ last week when you went on, is now that Emma Stone is dead, what the fuck do we got to look forward to in the next one?
Yeah, that's the thing, dude. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, what now?
Because there was at times I thought she kind of carried Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, I don't know. I mean, she was the most likable thing of the both films. I mean, at least till it got to the end. That kind of, I ain't gonna lie, that annoyed the shit out of me a little bit.
Yeah, it didn't bug me as much, but I see where you're coming from.
It just annoyed me because the bitch is being stupid. That's all. It's like, once again, you got this character who's just like, she's smart and clever. She's so witty and gorgeous and shit like that. And then she does the dumbest fucking thing, and then you just kind of like, you know better. Come on now. This motherfucker can teleport through electricity and shit, and you act, okay, whatever. All right, man. It's like you just want to. That scene just, it didn't feel natural or organic. It just felt like, let me put some pressure on Peter's pants now. Mm-hmm. It felt like they just forced that. And I was just like, at this point, who don't know this bitch is going to die now?
Yeah. It's the trailer's thinking that shit away enough.
Exactly. They showed a scene when she died, matter of fact. Well, anyway, next one comes from Cynthia. She says, totally worth the hour of listening to. The longest view since the new revamp of the site, and definitely one of the best. Do you guys think this was worse than Spider-Man 3?
Oh, that is a tough question.
That is a tough question, because I haven't seen Spider-Man 3 in a while now.
I remember Spider-Man 3 very fondly. I remember that theater experience.
I remember the theater experience, too. I snuck pizza in that motherfucker. it was a crowd thing. People talking about, you smell that? People probably like, pizza, that's common you can have in theater. Not back in 07, people.
No.
Yeah, so. I stuck this big. Funny thing is, I had this jacket on. I stuck this big ass thing in my pocket. I mean, my jacket. Right, at a round table pizza. I had a box and shit. I was just like, I know damn well they saw this, me stuck this box in. They just didn't give a fuck. They did not give a fuck. That's what that was, so.
They're like Peter Parker when he saw Uncle Ben's killer. I'm
I like parts in Spider-Man 3. I think the biggest fault of that movie is, number one, the annoyance of Mary Jane, the fact that, you know, Spider-Man 2 sets up the whole goddamn movie. I can't be with you because of this is what's going to happen. And she complains the whole way fucking through.
Yep.
That's one problem right there I have with the movie. Second problem is, goddamn Eddie Brock.
Yep.
I don't have a problem with Venom. I thought the symbiote looked cool and whatever and stuff. It's Eddie Brock himself. I hear a lot of people say Venom was horrible. No, Eddie Brock was horrible.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Venom was fine to me. I was like, that the look of Venom, is perfect.
Man, people, like, gave his look shit. Man, I thought, dang, he looked pretty badass to me.
Especially the symbiote itself, how it moved around and shit. I was like, yeah, that looks cool as fuck right there.
Yeah, that's Venom.
Eddie Brock, though, fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Fucking horrible. I mean, I did like the look of him when he put the Venom suit backwards and you see his face kind of different. I love that look or whatever and shit. But when he started talking, I was just like, somebody shut that nigga up. Somebody shut that nigga up, okay? What's another thing? A lot of people said they had problems with the Peter Parker dancing. That nigga does that in the first two movies, so I didn't have a problem with that. So.
Dances in the first two movies? What was this?
The raindrops falling. Man. I don't know if he wasn't necessarily.
Wasn't dancing.
He wasn't dancing, but let's just say that shit was cheesy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, I expect that kind of cheesiness from this or whatever. So that didn't bother me as much. I know a lot of people hated that the most. It looked bad, but it was cheesy in the first two. So I thought the tone was still the same, but you know, That's just me. But I'm not gonna say it looked good, but that's for sure. what else problems I have with that movie? Sandman I thought was fine. The actor who played him, that motherfucker really didn't show no emotion though. He had the same look on his fucking face where he just looked like somebody slapped the shit out of him.
That same monotone voice of the whole movie.
Yeah, even when he was talking at the end, that deep scene where Peter is crying and shit, giving his heart out about his uncle shit, this dude still got the same look on his face like. A lot of people said they had problems with Peter Parker crying in that movie too. And I'm just like, they saying Tobey Maguire. I was like, y'all do realize that the script told him to cry. That's not him on that.
Right.
And the reason why he were crying, I will back him up on that. There were emotional reasons enough for him to cry. I could see that. I mean, his uncle uncle passed away. He is actually showing reaction to his fucking uncle passing. Okay. I expect you to be crying when you're having flashbacks of your uncle, the most important man to you in your life, or whatever, but especially when you believe that you're the reason why he died in the first place.
Yeah.
I expect to see emotion like that. What are the problems? Consistency of that fucking bomb, the Green Goblin bomb.
Oh, yes. That's a good point. I never thought about that. Wow.
You can throw that shit in Harry's face and deform him, but you throw it at the symbiote and it blows up Eddie Brock and incinerates his ass. Yeah, that. I know a lot of people, like you said, a lot of people probably didn't think about that, but that was one thing I noticed. I was just like, yeah, that's some consistency there.
Yeah.
One thing I did like is the relationship between the three of them.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the stronger moments. I did enjoy that first fight sequence between him and a new goblin.
That was awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Another problem I had too. There was another scene with Mary Jane where, like, okay, she knows Peter Parker is Spider-Man. She dates him, all that shit, right? She knows he's more than capable than taking care of himself.
Yep.
That's another thing in Super Film. I'm getting sick and tired of the fucking heroin chick that they have in here. Don't think that they can handle themselves. When they've been doing this shit for I don't know how goddamn how long or whatever and shit. But anyway, they have powers you don't. You should know that they can handle themselves. But anyway, there's a scene where Green Goblin catches her in her apartment and shit. And he's like telling her, you dump Peter or whatever, or I'll kill them. Don't you think Peter is capable of handling himself or whatever? There's no reason for you to dump him.
Right.
She could have easily just went to him and said, Peter, fucking Harry is crazy, okay? Matter of fact, he's behind that tree right there. You need to go. See, the problems that people have with that film is problems I didn't have with the film. I had other problems with it. It was little shit like that was already established in the first two films that they knocked over in the third film. That I was just like, did she forget about all this? Like, seriously.
Right.
He's fucking Spider-Man. He's whooped the Green Goblin's ass how many times? Damn, bitch. I need to break up with you. Whatever. Yeah, whatever. Andrew, he says, I heard that Mark Webb was proud of some of the moments in this film. What's your take on this, guys? Also, amazing review, guys. I think you got all your points across the board.
My take, what the fuck else he supposed to say?
You're
going to say, I'm not proud of how the studio interfered with this shit. No, you're not going to say that.
Mark Webb was proud. Yeah, I heard that shit, too. He was proud of some moments in this one. I would love to know those parts he was proud of, to be honest. If he tells me Jamie Foxx, I'm gonna slap the shit out of that motherfucker. You cannot be proud of that fucking what's that goddamn thing from what's that nigga from fucking Star Wars? What is his name?
Was it Darth Sidious?
No, not Darth Sid. What the fuck is it? That fucking coonish ass goddamn creature they created in there. Jar Jar Binks, yeah, goddamn Jamie Foxx, Jar Jar Binks, live version and shit, whatever. Shit, that just shows you how much I give a fuck about Star Wars. I don't even... Exactly. I don't know what the fuck he's proud of, to be honest.
Yeah.
Amethyst Chaos, she says, what do you guys think that, to quote one critic, that this is the Batman and Robin of the Spider-Man franchise? I won't go that far now.
I thought this felt more like Batman Forever.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is the Batman Forever of the franchise.
Yeah, when Harry and Electro teaming up, I was getting flashbacks to Riddler and Two-Face. I swear.
Fucking Jamie Foxx was Two-Face. I mean, Riddler, man.
Oh, my God. Deja vu. What the fuck?
I'm sorry. I had to take a bite of that carnage out of it. Anyway, I don't think anything. I never thought I would be watching that movie again until I saw this movie. Fuck that movie.
Both these movies.
Yeah, and Batman and Robin, too.
Yeah, fuck that movie, too.
That's in a league of its own. You can never compare anything to that.
That is one of a kind, for sure.
How would you feel, me and Z talked about, how would you feel if George Clooney did the older version of Batman now?
Now? Yeah, I think George Clooney could play an awesome Batman. He's just in the wrong movie.
Yeah. I was like, when we brought, somebody brought that up on a throwback to him. When I was listening, I was just like, I wouldn't mind seeing him as an older Bruce Wayne, to be honest. Yeah. I think he'd pull that off pretty good, actually. Mm-hmm. Because there was a scene he had in Monuments, man, I thought was kind of terrifying or whatever. Because he played so calm, but yet so threatening. I was just like, damn.
Yeah.
Fucking Joel Schumacher, man. You fucked that up.
Yeah, he fucked that up.
Alex says, what's your favorite Spider-Man? Oh, sorry, I skipped the question, but whatever. What's your favorite Spider-Man films in order, guys?
For me, it goes Spider-Man 2.
Yep.
Spider-Man 1.
Yep, that's mine.
The next one is probably Amazing Spider-Man.
I'm about to say it's a tie between Spider-Man 3 and Amazing Spider-Man 1.
The last two, I'm on the fence. I'm going to say Spider-Man 3 and Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
Because Amazing Spider-Man 2 is still fresh, so it's probably like most Malice for it right
no,
now.
You're right. That one is the worst one. I'll go Spider-Man 2, 1, 3, Amazing Spider-Man, then Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2. And I'd have to watch 3 again. I haven't seen it in a while, so I know the things I remember that I didn't like of the film, but I remember I did like something. I thought the fight scenes were pretty cool. I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of at the edge of my seat. When Sandman was smashing his face in, I ain't gonna lie. I was just like, no! I was a young people. I was like, what, 8, 17, 18, whatever. And I was just like, no, I can't kill him. Fuck you. And then when Harry showed up, I ain't gonna lie, I was clapping. I was clapping. The ending, I think, kind of made me scratch my head where Peter just grabs Mary Jane's hand. They just start down. I was just like, what the fuck? It better be a fourth one now. Yeah, whatever. Where am I at? Oh, last couple questions we got here. Adriana, she says, and she's talking about on our Legend of Oz Dorothy return movie.
Oh, God.
Nobody knew about this fucking film. Adriana says, P1, how do you pick the films that you have to review? Is it based on screeners you get, or does the sponsors make you review them? They don't make us do a goddamn thing, first of all. Was just curious and would love to know how you go about your process. Thanks and great review, because this movie looks like shit. It was shit, so.
It does indeed look like shit.
Here's my thing, Adriana. I go, because I didn't have a screener for this. I paid to see this. So.
Yeah, that was to your review.
Yeah, that was an insult already. So I didn't have a screener for this shit. I go by theater releases. If it's a worldwide release, then I'm definitely going to go see it. I mean, the limited ones, I do it around Oscar time, and I want to get into doing more. Obviously, I couldn't, though, because of the whole move and the internet being down and, you know, still getting shit unpacked and all that, whatever. So, you know, I haven't been able to do it. Like, because I do want to do one for Locke. I really love that movie, actually.
I still got to check that out.
Yeah. Nothing to rush to go see in theater, because it is an hour and a half, and it's just him in the car or whatever. But I thought the that Tom Hardy's definitely one of his best performances ever. I really loved him in that film.
Nice.
And I saw a couple of unlimited releases. Even that movie Bell, the one CJ was making fun of,
mm-hmm.
wasn't that bad. I actually liked it.
Okay.
Which I'm shocked by that I liked it. They should have made that an Assassin's Creed Liberation movie, to be honest.
She does kind of remind me of Avalanche.
I was just watching it. I was just like, so when's she going to put the hood on? And shit? So yeah, I just go by theater release. If it's got more than like 2,000, which is usually the worldwide release of it, then that's usually the one we go see. But Oscar seasons usually have limited ones, but then they become limited, so then we'll just do those. But that's how I go. Don, last comment here, he says, excuse my language, but what the fuck is this? Well, Don, it's a piece of shit. That's what it is. So.
Exactly what it looks like, man.
That's exactly what it was, too.
How this shit got released in theaters. 3,000.
3,000, to be exact. 3,000. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. Because it had no marketing behind this.
Yeah, I didn't even heard of it until I saw it on your website.
And even I was a little hesitant. I was just like, nobody gonna know. But I was just like, but nobody else has a review of it, so perfect. Perfect rating, Gator. But, yes. You ready to get in some box office talk now, Cody?
Let's do it.
Get some weekend office talk here or whatever. Number 5 film, Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Brought in $5 million. Still hanging in there. Budget was $170 million. $245 over here. $450 overseas. $696 million.
Deserves every goddamn dollar.
It is going to be, it's definitely going to be 700 million by the time it gets out of here.
Nice.
God, I wish it could make a billion. I'm not going to lie.
God, that'd be great. It deserves it, man.
I would love to see that. Man, Disney, man, that motherfuckers, man. God damn. You heard about Frozen.
No, I'm with Frozen.
Oh, my God. Frozen, man. It is the sixth highest grossing film of all time.
Really?
Yeah, it is the highest grossing anime. It is still in theaters. It brought in $61,000, which wow. People are like, that's not shit, but it's been out since November.
Right.
So, it has over $1 billion, 190 million.
Fucking Christ.
And that's not including DVD sales or whatever. I mean, I was telling Z the other day, dude, I was in a Target the other day, and they got Frozen ripoff dolls. There's like ripoff dolls, like you know, like I guess they got like Bratz characters and they just dressed them up as the Frozen characters and shit.
The box that says like Frostbite and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Got like little icicles and shit on there or whatever. So. and part of me was just like, we was just walking around and shit. And I was just looking. I just went over to the toy department. I just started staring at them. I was just like, this ain't Frozen. What is this? And somebody was telling me that they had this like. The daughters wanted a Frozen birthday party, and they did it on like an ice skate arena and shit like that. Or whatever. I was like, God damn! Who would have thought this would have been a phenomenon like it is?
No, I would never guess. I would have never guessed.
In my condo complex, or whatever, there's two little girls. They're always playing out. Whatever. The other day, they was outside of saying, "Let's sing the movie." They sing every fucking song through the movie. I was just like, great. Congratulations to it. I do like that movie a lot, but I was like, I never would have thought that.
Jesus Christ, man! Frozen is like the animated Star Wars, man.
Apparently, man, it is that new Disney, man. Because people kept talking shit about Disney, man. They were just like, Disney don't need to make its own movies no more. It's got Marvel and Star Wars and all that shit, and Lone Ranger was such a complete failure, or whatever shit. Yeah, Disney
was like, fuck you.
Disney's going downhill. That mouse looked at you and said, "Oh, really?" Oh, really? It said, James Cameron, watch out, bitch. I got 3 movies in the top 10. Who would have thought James Cameron's got to run for his money by that rat? This got Avengers, Iron Man, and now Frozen in the top.
God damn.
James Cameron sitting over here, man, like, I made a sci-fi film and a dramatic, a romantic dramedy movie, whatever. He got some superheroes in a goddamn cartoon. That rat sitting over there is like, you better watch it, bitch. Because 2015 is the year of the rat. I heard fucking Frozen's on theater now. Like, I heard they're taking it to stage.
Really?
Yeah.
I know they're introducing one of the characters in that Once Upon a Time show, correct?
They're doing that too, yeah.
Damn, man. Everywhere, man.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, Disney gonna own every goddamn thing. People, people always dissing Disney when they have one failure a year. They release like almost half of the movie releases that come out a year, or whatever. And they have that one failure that people go like, Disney gonna fail now, whatever. It's like they gonna make up for that shit in one movie. Frozen just picked up Lone Ranger money or whatever.
Yeah.
And Lone Ranger actually made his money back. It just failed in marketing money, but. That's just that, whatever. But number 4 though, Heaven is for Real.
Yes.
How the fuck is this movie still in the box?
God,
God.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it brought in $7 million, man, and this movie's so fucking cheap. It belongs on CW. It's a $12 million budget. It's got a $77 million. God damn, man.
What the fuck?
God, man. I took a bite again. I'm sorry.
I couldn't tell.
I ain't gonna lie. I stuffed the whole thing in my mouth, dude.
Oh, man.
So if I choke people, if I die on this podcast, then it was well worth it, then. Number 3, The Other Woman, brought in $9 million. I don't know the fucking why. This movie, holy shit, you gotta be kidding me. $40 million budget, brought in 62 million domestically. Foreign, 66 million. Worldwide, 100.
Oh, you kidding me?
$128 million worldwide. Goddamn.
Oh, another one or two on the way.
And they do kind of set up for a sequel in there. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, shit. Well, here we go.
I can't wait for that now. The number two film, which got dethroned.
Yeah.
I have never seen that. It's been a while since I've seen a superhero film get dethroned in second week.
Yeah, and it dropped almost 60%.
Yeah, that's got to be some huge disappointment there, because how many superheroes came up? We had Iron Man, Thor, and Man of Steel. Neither one of them dropped this second week.
No, it did not.
And we're talking about the Amazing Spider-Man 2, people. It brought in $35 million, which is not bad for a second week. I do expect more, though, from a superhero film, especially with Spider-Man. Spider-Man's huger than Captain America.
The Spider-Man films dropped 60% in the second week. Something's wrong.
This made a million less than what the first one did, too.
Wow.
By this day total or whatever and shit. Captain America brought in $60 million in the second week.
Yeah.
Over here, it's got $148 million. Overseas, $404 million. Worldwide, $553 million. Sony's not too happy about that overseas money, by the way. So people probably like, oh, why are they so mad about it? Yeah, they don't give a shit about overseas money. So they were looking to double what they had from the previous one. So
much for that shit.
Yeah, the budget on here was $255 million.
God damn.
And half of that is marketing.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, because $255 million.
The Avengers didn't even cost that much.
No. Okay.
I never understood how these movies, because I was going back, looking back at previous superhero films, all these movies cost more than the event, like the Superman Returns, that cost more than the Avengers. I was just like, how? I don't get it. People were like, well, Avengers really wasn't that high, but it had all those actors in it, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
High paid actors in there, whatever, and still cost it $255 million for, I'm sorry, but Spider-Man with the biggest star in there is fucking Emma Stone.
The biggest star, you think? You think with Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx ain't really done shit, to be honest. I mean, Django, yeah, but that nigga didn't get recognized for that shit. That's
true, but he does have that category up his sleeve, so.
That is true. A lot of people forget that.
Yeah.
I think the nigga is buffoonish, you ask me. I'm still waiting for the nigga to do a good movie. Ray was the only thing I thought I actually liked
from him. I like Collateral.
I actually have that as a gift. I have not seen it in a while, but maybe it's fine. I will watch it and we'll see it. But I'm still waiting for the nigga to do something that wowed me, because I'm getting tired of people saying he's a great actor or whatever. I'm just like, yeah, he's got a lot of movies and probably like not even a handful yet that I can say that like he was great in that movie or whatever. So, and that little Annie movie, that little bitch movie he got coming out, that don't look too. Yeah. So, we will see. The number one film, though, which dethroned Spider-Man, is Neighbors.
Yeah.
That's even bad, too, when a fucking low-budget comedy film dethroned it as well.
Your ass whooped by Seth Rogen and Zac Efron.
Exactly, yeah.
Spider-Man.
That's a damn shame. Yeah. Brought in $49 million this weekend. Jeez. The movie only cost $18 million. Overseas made $34 million. Worldwide's got a total of $87 million.
Wow.
That's pretty fucking impressive, to be honest. I mean,
that is damn impressive for a comedy like that.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't even like fucking Seth. Seth Rogen will fuck himself now.
Damn. See, I didn't mind Seth Rogen, but.
Yeah, he's getting on my nerve. I think I said in my review, he needs to start checking himself or he's gonna become the new Adam Sandler.
Oh, shit. Please don't say that.
A lot of people was like, why would you say that? I was just like, because he's playing the same fucking character now. It feels like he's just shoehorning himself in these movies that he produces and write now or whatever. He's just doing it for fun. And it's just like, motherfucker, I don't want to see you do this shit for fun. Which is the same what Adam Sandler does or whatever. So I'm just like, yeah, you better start doing something different, Seth. Or you're going to be trailing on that path pretty goddamn soon. And a lot of people saying this movie is hilarious. I don't know if you saw it, Cody, but I didn't really laugh that much.
I was going to see it. I was kind of interested in it, but I saw some of the mixed responses, so I was like, I'll probably just wait for this to come on Reddit or something.
Yeah, I think it's a better home movie. Going out in theaters or whatever, a lot of people was like, there was this these people sitting next to me that was laughing hard at when the baby was chewing on a condom. I was just like, I don't get the punchline or joke in that at all. I mean, maybe I'm just getting old, I guess. I don't know.
Imagine general audiences are laughing at the fucking thing.
Apparently they do, I guess. So I just look, I was just like,
hey, you're still making money.
I guess, man. I was just like, man, what the fuck, dude? It's not that goddamn funny, dude. He was stomping the ground. I was like, all right, whatever, man. Whatever. Let's get some Blu-ray releases now, though. We hitting that hour mark. Where the fuck is CJ at? Anyway.
I wonder where the fuck is CJ?
30 minutes, my ass, nigga. Blu-ray releases, man. We got, oh, great. Vampire Academy.
Yeah, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah, I was about to say, that movie still existed. Okay, they actually spent the money to put it on disc? Alrighty, then. Next movie we got here is 3 Days to Kill, that Kevin Costner film. That I don't think no one really cared about. People, it's going to be lackluster this week. They'll work with me here. Next one is Pompeii. What is it about this year in Game of Thrones actors and movies? Because remember, another woman was a Game of Thrones actor as well.
Yeah, he had Kit Harington in Pompeii, and he had Lena Headey in that 300 sequel.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. What's going on here? I know they can be great in that show, but what's going on here with these movies? It goes to show you, man, writing can mean a whole lot.
I hope Peter Dinklage breaks that curse next week.
Hope so too. And the last film we got here is The Monuments Men, which, is a streaming at best or whatever. I don't think it's horrible, but I think you kind of expect more from with these actors in it.
Yeah, the trailer kind of confusing to me. I didn't know what kind of movie this was, really.
That was going to be a historical drama, but there were some comedy bits in there as well and shit like that. And then, like I said, you got that scene where George Clooney's interrogating and shit, and I was just like, God damn. He was talking some shit where, like, he was like, you gonna tell me the information? The guy was like, no, and he was just like, look here, did you see this newspaper here? I'm gonna be reading this tomorrow morning after we get done hanging yourself, and I'm reading you about that hanging in this paper right here. How do you think about that? And I was like, God damn. He said it so calmly, too. I was just looking, I was like, God, damn. I was like, man, I can't wait to see another George Clooney spy movie or something like that. I was just like, man.
Yeah, he was my pick for Sam Fisher.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think Tom Hardy on that, so.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about that the other day. It was like, I'd love to see an American version of James Bond that ain't a goddamn robot or something like that, like the Bourne movie, whatever. And I think Clooney would pull that shit off or whatever. But, all right, let's get into trailer talk now.
Trailer talk. Shut up.
Go ahead and play this trailer real quick. Where the fuck is that play button? Oh, yeah.
You are not fooling anybody when you say that what happened was a natural disaster. You're lying. It was not an earthquake. It wasn't a typhoon. Because what's really happening is that you're hiding something out there.
How the fuck can you hide something that big?
And it is gonna send us back to the Stone Age.
Nuclear tests in the Pacific. Not tests.
They are trying to kill it.
What the fuck is
this? I ain't gonna lie, the music is pretty bad. Yeah. This trailer builds up good tension.
Of man is thinking nature is in our control.
That is a huge motherfucker. I'm really hoping they don't pull another movie here where Godzilla is pretty much, you know, set up. They got all this tension and built up, but the dialogue is fucking horrible. Like, I'm not saying it from the trailer, but I'm just saying, like, in general, I hope that it's not all this build up to nothing. Yeah, is what I'm saying. Because this trailer adds a lot of tension and suspension. I love the mystery of it. But I hope that the script isn't watered down to where the mystery is so goddamn stupid.
Yeah. I just hope the human characters themselves, they aren't fucking annoying caricatures whatnot.
You know, that's the best thing I'm about to say about this, is my problem with Pacific Rim is, a lot of people saying it's because of the robots and monsters. I was like, yeah, you get three scenes with them probably, at best.
Man. That movie is a goddamn cartoon.
Thank you. A lot of people talking about why this movie didn't get nominated for a... I was just like, oh my god, come on now. Nominated for an... Are you serious?
What's there between the robots and the monsters was cool, but everything else, fucking horrendous. The main actor was... Well, I'm gonna get my review of this shit, but anyway.
It is fucking horrendous. Like, okay, if you want to say it's a dumbass film, but the way Leihu and the rest of them was just praising, I was just like, you guys gotta be kidding me, whatever. And some people just like... I'm sick of sequels, and I thought this was very original. I was like, how is this original?
Every manga I've read, a cartoon.
And guess what, people? You talking about you sick of sequels and shit. Guess what? They want to make a sequel of that. So, you know, you still... that goes to say with this one, at least they have better actors in this movie.
Yeah. And it seems to be... They seem to be taking themselves seriously. Exactly. Like different trailers that... They actually do that, it makes it be seen, but mm-hmm. Bobby gets in the trailer, it is very atmospheric, and that's what I love the most about it.
Now, my I have a couple of more questions than I do answers, but obviously, I haven't actually, I do see the film. I don't remember, whatever. Anyway, is it tomorrow? Or I don't remember. Anyway, one thing as I hope is since we know Godzilla's gonna be fighting, we don't know if it... Well, I know it's a giant moth creature. I'm hoping it's something, whatever. I wonder how they're going to wrap that movie up. Is what I'm curious.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see.
It ain't going to be no shit where Godzilla destroys their fucking city. Then all of a sudden, he's their savior because he beat this monster's ass. And they know he's friends with them and shit like that. I don't... Right. That don't make no goddamn sense, all right?
You better not put no shit like that.
I swear to God, this movie better have, like, some kind of dark ending, unless they find a way to kill Godzilla. I mean, that's the only way I can think, but... I
yeah, I hope they don't go like, oh, he's just misunderstood.
If they go that way, I'm gonna be like, all right, man.
Oh, yeah, also, if it doesn't end with Puff Daddy's Come With Me, it's getting a fucking...
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. If there's a fucking egg after they kill Godzilla that's living in a fucking building that nobody notices, whatever and shit, it movie's good. If it follows any cliche or whatever from Pacific Rim, them previous Godzilla films, whatever, don't expect no praise from my ass. Let me tell you this right now, whatever, because I know a lot of people, them fanboys are coming out right now talking about it's going to be the greatest thing ever, the people that's going to be excited, whatever. It's like, I hope it is. I do want it to be that way, but... His previous features before that wasn't too... So, this one, it ain't coming in with nothing to back it up, so...
Yeah.
So, but I hope it's good, because I love that size of Godzilla. I love that he's just a monster.
Yeah.
I don't want to see, like you said, no misunderstanding bullshit, that's nothing like... I do no shit. They do that shit, dude, I swear to God. This movie's getting a fuck it if they do that shit. I'm sorry. Can you imagine if this movie is badass and then they pull some shit like... I'd be like... Because you know what a lot of people... My teachers used to always say, it's not how you start a movie, it's how you end it. And an ending can be so much to a film, dude, that it leaves a taste in your mouth where you just go like... That was weird. But anyway, people, that's Movie Spoilers 110. I'm the Phenomenal One.
I'm Cody.
And we will catch you people next week, bastards. Later, bastards.
Later, people. I'm sorry.